Hello, welcome to Thrifty Cast episode 127, right?
Yes.
Yep. This is Eric.
And this is Kathleen.
And welcome.
And it's our first episode of 2024, and we're not even into double digits yet.
I know, so impressive. We've actually been, like, the last three episodes, we've been pretty good about doing this quick.
Yeah, go us.
Yeah, look at this. Incredible productivity.
Yep, find the oiled machine or whatever.
So how have you been? What have you been up to?
I have been good. It was a short week. Next week's going to be rough because it's 5 actual days of work. But I'm good. I've just been doing normal things. Normal Kathleen things. Nothing exciting. What about you?
Learning of Greek is progressing. Again, I'm doing Duolingo like 5 to 10 minutes a day. I'm already able to like sound out Greek words. Like I'm getting the alphabet enough where I can sound out Greek words. And I now have a vocabulary of like, I don't know, maybe like 80 words.
Wow.
The thing is, I'm not really good with sentence structure. Like they have like a bunch of different words for the, and I don't know why. It may be, like, nouns are gendered like they are in other languages, like French and Spanish. Mm-hmm. I just can't tell from the way that Duolingo teaches, because they don't step back and say, like, oh, yeah, by the way, verbs have, or nouns have gender, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I love the idea that I would be able to speak Greek, mostly because if somebody says, it's Greek to me, I can just say, all right, stand back. I've got this.
Yeah. God, you're going to be dying for someone to say that.
And really, that doesn't actually come up that much, so...
No.
But hopefully by then I'll have a vocabulary of at least 85 words.
You'll understand the situation with them.
Yeah. I know how to call a taxi because it's... Taxi. It's the same. So... everyone who is listening can feel enriched and now get a taxi in Greece. So, anyway, that's what I've been up to. I've also been listening to a lot of audiobooks, which I've been enjoying. So, I already have 2 books in 2024 down.
That's great. I only have 1, so good for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I started one at the end of last year. You know, it's only the 5th, and to have 2 books.
Me too.
Yeah. Let's talk Find of the Week.
Okay.
Do you want to start?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you go ahead.
So, Eric visited last weekend. We did a little pretty mediocre thrifting.
Mm-hmm.
Mediocre is probably too kind. But I did get a quilt that I really like. I was thinking of it as a butterfly quilt, but I think I'm going to revise it and call it a moth quilt, because I feel like they look more like moths than butterflies,
mm-hmm.
which I think just makes it cooler.
Yeah.
But it is really pretty. It's a pink background, and the prints have a real, like, flower sack kind of... 30s vibe to them. I don't know that they are, but yeah, I like it a lot, and I do like the fact that they look like moths, so yeah. I'll take a picture.
Yeah,
that's my find of the week.
It's really gorgeous. It's also a great weight.
It is. It still needs to be washed, so it has not been used yet.
Yeah.
What about you?
My find of the week, I'm going to go with the same day, because that's really the bulk of thrifting I did. I just found, it's been a while since I've, like, looked at clothes. You know, as people who listen know, like, clothing tends to not necessarily be the primary reason for me to thrift, as opposed to lots of other folks out there who really, like, go in for the clothes. But I found a few really, like, plaid flannel is kind of my jam. It's, like, what I wear most of the time, and t-shirts and hoodies. So this was a... I got 3 different flannel shirts. They all fit really well. They're really great colors. Super soft and comfy. and I've already worn them. Two of the three of them I've worn to work.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So you have done laundry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I enjoy them. That was a good purchase. And, you know, I got all three for, like, $7.50, I think.
Yeah, you were funny. You were saying that you had sort of like, hey, I paid $7.50. And then you were like, wait, I got three shirts for $7.50.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really very little money.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I realized that I did not say how much the quilt was, and I very much like knowing the prices of things.
Oh, yeah.
So the quilt was $16.90, which I think very reasonable for a quilt. Definitely not one of the cheaper quilts I've ever found. I have found some real bargains over the years, but I definitely have not seen cheap quilts in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And when they were like, we would find them occasionally for $3 and $4 and $5. I just haven't seen blankets of any kind for cheap prices. So I felt like $16.90 was full price, was a good price for that. It's in good shape.
And, you know, just like with the shirts, it's like, okay, you paid less than $20 for a handmade quilt in really good condition. So it's like it's this trap of getting caught in this thrift mindset that everything's going to be ridiculously cheap. Like, and, like, you risk passing up really amazing bargains because you're looking for, like, really, really amazing bargains.
Yeah, I agree. That's a great point. And I definitely looked at the price tag and I didn't think, like, oh, no, wow, this is expensive. I thought, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yep.
I understand why they priced it at this. They could have gone higher. I'm glad they didn't. It wasn't the kind of thing that I was like, hey, I'll see if this is still here. No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one, my chance to get back there is at the most once a week. More reasonably, it's probably once every 2 weeks, and I certainly wasn't going to take that risk for something that I wanted.
Yeah. I almost walked out with its companion, which was like a sunbonnet suit quilt, and I actually decided against it. Which is probably a really good segue into how our topic's going to work this week.
Yeah.
Because that is so how it works. Like, you'll be really mindful about not passing something up, and I will err on the side of passing something up. So, this is, topic-wise, the two sides of thrifting, meaning, in Kathleen's case, things I wish I'd left behind, and in my case, things I wish I'd picked up. Does that make sense?
It does to me.
Okay, good.
I mean, the people out there, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully it'll make sense as we go, at least.
Yeah, our list is longer.
My list is significantly longer.
Yeah, I struggled.
How about, because my list is just about twice as long, how about we do this thing where, like, you read one and then I'll read two?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want me to start?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So, mine is actually from when we thrifted last week. The first store we went to, we found a quilt. It was an embroidered quilt, a child's quilt, and it had some tabs on it for hanging on a wall. Very cute, very inexpensive. It was half off. I think it was around $2 and something cents. And it was so cute and so sweet, I couldn't pass it up. Eric wisely passed it up. I did not, because I said, oh, this is so adorable and it's so cute and it's a quilt and it's cheap and I bought it and I don't know what the heck I'm going to do with that quilt.
Oh,
But that to me is an example. I'll probably end up selling it to the store. But that's an example of something that I really just should have left for somebody else. it was half off, somebody else would have seen the value, I believe, in that item. I don't think it would have gotten trashed. I think somebody would have come along and bought it. But instead of just looking at it and saying, hey, I found something cool, I don't need to take this home, I took it home. So that's my first one.
Yeah. The first one on my list is actually from this weekend, too. Which is, and this is a thing I do frequently, is passing up books. And there were a couple new books that I had in my hand, and they would have been, you know, at the most, like $2 each. But, you know, I had them in my hand, and I was like, you know what? I have a lot of books that I haven't read yet. I have a really long, you know, TBR, to be read list. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense for me to get these. And so I put them back. And, you know, meanwhile, one of the books I just finished that I was talking about earlier was by this writer, Riley Sager, who writes, you know, like suspense, thriller kind of things. Just read a book of his that I just really enjoyed. And it was a Riley Sager book that I put down. So I'm like, you know, it doesn't... I still have shelf space, right? And, you know, the thing about books, it's not like, oh, I'm not going to buy a book because I already have a book. Like, that's just not good logic, right?
Yeah.
So, I wish I had not put those books back. And in that exact same thrift store, I want to say the last time I was visiting you in Chicago, they had a copy of The Midnight Library, which you were saying was a really good book. And I did...
Oh, yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, and I did exactly the same thing where I'm like, no, I've already got too much to read. And now I'm like, why didn't I just hold on to it for, you know... Again, it's not... I'm not lacking book space. I'm not overwhelmed by books, right? I don't need to read books or whatever... At least not now. So books is the first thing on my list. The second...
And I would say... Oh, go ahead. I would just say, too, about books, one of the things I like is when I'm ready to pick out a book, it's nice to have a few different choices in that TBR pile.
Yep.
So it's not like, oh, I have one book next. It's like, oh, I have a mystery, or I have a nonfiction, or, like, you have a little choice, because sometimes you're feeling one thing and you're not feeling the other.
Well, exactly, and you never think... you know, oh, I have too many TV show options.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. The second thing on my list was, I wish I'd gotten a picture of this, but honestly, this was so long ago that I don't think phone camera quality was anywhere near it was, near what it is now. And I may not have even had a cell phone. Like, we are talking... that long ago. We're talking mid to late 90s. But it was a... it's really hard to explain, but it had, like... It was a lamp that had a really long kind of arching arm that went across, and it ended in this sphere with an open bottom. It was white, and the inside of the sphere was like a sunset orange. It was the awesomest lamp. And I'm like, in a very specific, like, space 1999 kind of vibe, which I love.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a vibe.
Oh, yeah, it's such a vibe. I still think about that lamp and feel sad inside. I didn't...
Was that at Diversey?
Yes, it was.
I remember.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to remember where I was like, was I there? And then I thought, yeah, it
was. Yes,
yeah,
you,
I remember that.
Yeah, you were absolutely there.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, man.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It is. Sorry about that, Liam.
Yeah.
That is a long time ago. Oh, my God.
I mean, we might be talking 1996.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, which, yeah, I mean... Yeah, we're coming up on, what, the 30th anniversary of losing that lamp.
Yeah, that's like the dawn of our thrifting days, when we were just testing this whole thing out.
Yeah, we were mere children. So, all right, your go.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna go the other way with a book, and I'm gonna pick a very specific book that I just noticed on my shelf. It is a copy of The Dispossessed. That I am never going to read. I know I am never going to read this book, but it was a very pretty copy of it, and a nice hardcover. Even has one of those plastic, like, dust jackets over it. And I looked at it and I said, I might be the kind of person who reads this book one day. It could be really cold out, and I might need to grab a book, and I might pick this. Anyway, it is on my bookshelf. It's not even in my... I don't have a pile of books to read. I have a bookshelf with books to read. That's how many books I have that I need to read. So it's mixed in with my other books, like my books that I've read, which just tells me that I just stuck it there and I'm never going to read it. So, yeah, The Dispossessed. Never going to happen. If you've read it and it's an amazing book, please let me know, because maybe that will motivate me to read it and not donate it to somebody else.
I've been wanting to read The Dispossessed because it's, like, on every book recommendation I get, like, oh, if you like this, you're going to love The Dispossessed.
Oh my God, I can give it to you.
Actually, yeah, if you don't mind, I would love to.
Okay, yeah, do that. You can have it, read it, tell me if I should read it.
Okay, that's totally fair.
Okay.
Win-win.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So the next two on my list, there was a mid-century sofa that, you know, it's exactly the mid-century sofa you're thinking about. It had, it was like modular, it had pieces, it was like low, flat lines. I'm not a big mid-century person. The thing about this sofa, though, is that someone had kept it in slip covers the entire time. You know, it was somebody's, like, fancy living room kind of furniture. And so it was in absolutely pristine shape. And the thing about mid-century like that, I think you can kind of make that work with a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you know, to have a little bit of compassion for myself as I look backwards, I didn't really have space for a sofa. I didn't really need a sofa. I just don't like having passed up something so incredible.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was like, I want to say $75. So it was really, like, again, more than I would pay, but an outrageously good deal.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, $75 for a sofa.
Yep.
Think about that. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's a ridiculous price for a well-maintained sofa.
Yeah,
putting aside the mid-century.
Right, with a sought-after, like, pedigree, like, you know, given that it's original to the era and all that stuff. So, the next thing that I'm bummed out about passing up is, you know, as I'm decluttering and as I'm making decisions about what to keep and what not to keep, I decided that I really love my Marcrest pinecone dishes. And so those are the keepers. And I think about all the times I've seen those dishes and passed them up.
Oh.
Because I hadn't really decided. And again, I mean, I get why I didn't buy them. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. But as I look back now, I'm like, wow, I really wish I'd doubled down on that. So pinecone dishes is my number four.
Okay. My third item is, I'm known for my love of vases and planters. I bought a number of years ago I can only describe it as the size of a bowling ball, just as round, maybe a little larger actually, a matte blue vase that, was from Haeger, and I really liked the matte of it, like it had a really nice look to it, but very big, like think of a bowling ball on a table, just too big, and it had been sitting, it didn't fit with my other vases because it just took up too much space, it always looked too big. The color was good, but it just always looked out of place. And it had been sitting, and it just, my eye kept going to it because it felt really out of scale. But every time I looked at it, I was like, oh, but it's in such good shape, and it's Haggar, and I like Haggar. And I've never used it. Like, I've never actually used it as a base. Mm-hmm. And the other day, I just said, this is so silly. Like, somebody will love this.
Yep.
Somebody will really, I hope, look at this and be like, this is perfect. Because it's not perfect for me. And it's taking up a lot of space, this bowling ball size space. So that is actually in my car right now in a bag of things to be donated.
Yeah.
And I once I took it out, I was like, oh, that's so much better. Where it was sitting, you know, three things are in its place, and they all are much more to scale of the things around them.
Yeah.
So goodbye, bowling ball base.
Yeah. I mean, again, I love the idea of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like something else in that glaze, in that matte finish, mm-hmm. that doesn't look like a bowling ball.
Yep. All right. Well, moving along.
Yes.
I should probably let people know that one of the things that happens, if I see something I really like, but I'm not going to buy it, I will often take a picture of it. Sometimes mm-hmm. I just take pictures of things that are weird and quirky. You know what I mean? Just because they're weird and quirky, but sometimes it's like stuff that's awesome that I want, basically. So I was, this is post moving to Wisconsin, so it's been within the last 7 or 8 years. I found a pattern. There was an entire set of these amazing dishes that had a farm pattern on it. They had a little bit of a mid-century vibe. Researching it, it was Brock of California is the potter, and it's called the Harvest Time Pattern. As we were just talking, I found a picture of it on eBay, and I just posted it on our Facebook site, so it is already there. So it's, and you'll see it, it's, has sort of a brown edge, but this kind of impressionistic farm scene that is just delightful and would have been great for the house. So I'm like so mad that, and at the time I'm like, I mean, for me the price was really exorbitant. I'm like, they want $65 for the set. Well, it's mid-century vintage, and I want to say it was like 8 place settings, everything, everything, you know, the like cereal bowls, berry bowls, blah blah blah, you know. Teapot.
So $8 a place, setting.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, it was one of the, Pennywise, Pound Foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I passed that up, and I'm still, and I've never really seen it again. At thrifts, anyway. So, so again, if you look on the Facebook page, you can see the pattern. So, there's that. Another time I found an original 1970s latch hook set that was a set of mushrooms. I thought $6 was just insane to pay. I'm an idiot. And so that was a one that got away. And that was at the Unique at 95th.
Yeah.
So, I would say mid-aughts, maybe, late aughts. So, but that was a big bummer that I passed that up. Still think about it. It was in shrink wrap.
So you know everything was there. All the beautiful rusts and oranges.
Oh, yeah. The acrylic.
Marigold yellows or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these beautiful natural, and just like a bunch of mushrooms just hanging out. Being fungi.
In a field.
Yeah. So good.
Oh.
All right. So you're up.
I mean, in your defense, $6 did mean a little different. Something a little different at that time.
Oh, yeah. It hit differently. But
the
again.
Price points were different.
Even in the mid-aughts, had I gone to like a Michael's to look for some kind of, you know, crafty whatever. You know, wouldn't have the vintage feel. It, again, it's Yeah. So that's my next one.
Mine is down in my storage space. I haven't gotten rid of it because it's something I like. So I don't regret the item so much as I regret that I bought it and I haven't done anything with it, and I'm still debating if it'll stay. It is, I'm going to call it a tacky neo-Mediterranean kind of lantern that I bought. It's metal and glass, you know, glass for the sides, and it's not electrified, it's candle. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, this will be so nice on one of the porches, the back or the front. But when I think about it in reality, I have to hang it. And I have to hang it low enough that I can put a candle in it, light it, and blow it out. I have to hang it securely because it's very windy.
Oh, right.
And I'm not that far from the lake. I mean, I can't see the lake. I'm not that close. I'm close enough that it's very windy. So it has to be very secure. Once I thought, like, it was very inexpensive. You know, I probably spent $4 to $5 on it. It's nice. But once I thought about all the logistics and I got it home, I was like, this isn't that great of a buy for me. This is something that I probably should have left for another person who's more handy, who's handier at putting things up and making use of them. I think it's maybe a more idealized version of myself who buys something and just like, whoop, gets it up and it looks great and amazing. And I am not that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been sitting in a bag still in my storage space, and I saw it just when I was putting my Christmas decorations away, and I thought, ugh, when summer comes, I need to make, like, a real decision about this, because it's taken up space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to you, Eric. Back to you.
Okay. So, stuff I'm sad I left behind. Like I said, I tend to take pictures of things that I like or that are just weird. This is a weird thing, but I'm kind of like, this is... After I took a picture of it, I was kicking myself for not buying it because it's so over-the-top weird. It was a necktie. Oh, do you know where I'm going with this?
No. I don't.
Oh, okay. It's a necktie that has a crest on it with a little... It's navy tie that has a gold crest in the middle with a microscope in the crest. It's the American Society of Colon and Rectal Surgeons Research Foundation.
Yeah, was that the Salvation Army?
I can't remember this one. I can't remember where this came from. But, again, it was probably a buck, and just the novelty and weirdness of it, like, why wouldn't I? That's just a sort of a bad choice. Another bad choice. Sorry if I seem distracted, I'm now posting this on our Facebook page. So, because I...
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It just asked me if I was hosting an event on Facebook. Did I post that as like a... Did they think I'm having a party of the American Society of Colon and Rectal Surgeons?
Maybe post it later.
It's too late. It's up.
Okay, yep. I just meant maybe we focus on this and finish this and post it.
That's fair. The next thing was at St. Vinny's on, again, around 95th, that St. Vinny's that's no longer St. Vinny's. It was like a tapestry sign that said, I'm an owl co-holic, and has an owl on it. It's the perfect mix of just corny and great, and the design's just super cute. So that's my other one that got away.
All right. I was trying not to do categories, but I sort of broke down for my last one because I was struggling. Skirts. I'm just calling it my last item. I buy entirely too many skirts. I think the count was 23 last year, which is almost two a month. And while I do wear a lot of them, I didn't need to add 23 to an already crowded closet. Mm. It's not as if I started the year at zero and moved to 23. I started at a pretty healthy number. So I didn't want to pick individual ones, but I definitely did not keep all 23. And so I am working on being, you know, much more discerning about clothing this year and not doing something as ridiculous as buying 23 skirts.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it may just be kind of... What I've had to do with a lot of things is that something really needs to be, like, unique or special. If it's something I have a lot of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like sort of changing your criteria.
Yeah, to me, it just points to the absolute shocking amount of clothing at thrift stores. Because the fact that I was able, with being a pretty large size, plus size person,
mm-hmm.
and pretty cheap when it comes to clothes, I spent less than $3 on every single one of those skirts. They all fit me. It wasn't a fit issue. Yep. And they were all in good shape, because I won't buy them if there's anything wrong with them.
Yeah.
So, like, that just points to way too many pieces of clothing at the thrift store.
Yeah.
Anyway, you have one last item?
Two, actually.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, you've got 10. Okay.
Yep. The first one is a 7-Up machine.
Yes,
I can't remember where it was, but it was, I would say maybe about 4 feet tall. You know, part of the problem is you see something like that and you're like, does it work? And if so, how does it work? Like, do I need a key for that? You know, so
yeah.
I think a little bit of it, I was like super dazzled by it, but now I'm thinking like, wow, it would be kind of great to have a... like a machine, like a Coke machine. And I would actually, you know, given that it's kind of a collector's item, would be easy to unload, I'm thinking, that, you know, assuming everything works and everything, like, I feel like, you know, 150, maybe even 200 I would do for that, if I had it. So, the 7-Up machine. Finally, and this is more representative of, like, an entire genre. You know, I've made no secret of the fact that I'm really completist. Like, I'm a sucker for, like, a collection. This is how I'm dangerously close to the Christmas Village problem. But, there was a thrift store trip, and I took a picture of this, where someone had dumped an entire, stack of Ian Fleming 007 books. And I was like, you know, again, it would be kind of nice just to have those around, and it's like a pre-made little collection of those. And, you know, if I don't like them or whatever, I can, you know, I can always donate them later. But to...
Yeah.
I just... And again, it would have been so cheap. I kind of can't wrap my head around why I wouldn't just err on the side of getting them.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, it has everything to do with you and me being opposite sides of that same coin.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm way too good about, like, oh, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
And then regretting it.
Well, which says to me that we probably need to kind of counterbalance each other a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Like, I probably need to be like, no, like, how special is this, or whatever, to you? And I would probably find it really helpful if you were like, do you really want to leave that behind?
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to practice saying that before we thrift together again.
I'm going to say it in a mirror, and then, yeah.
So I'm ready.
Yep. All right. this is a fun topic. It's like a little bit bittersweet because it's like, oh. It's sort of all about regret on either side, which is rough.
Yeah, except I can go look at the 20 skirts I still have.
Yeah.
And say, God, I need to give more of these away.
Well,
and you just have a list of things and some photos of things that you wish you'd gotten.
Oh, sure. Well, and in all fairness, I can imagine now being like, God, I can't even move around the basement because of that stupid 7-Up machine. You know what I mean? Like, you know. So we'll see. Anyway, we are out of time. So thanks, everybody, for listening. You can find us at, and again, I just posted a bunch of photos while we were talking. So you can find us on ThriftyCast on Facebook. I Love Thrifting on Instagram. And Let's Go Thrifting 1970 on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric said it all.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.